the bike lane debate become the third rail of city politics? Ensemble Montréal candidate Soraya Martinez-Ferrada suggested as much at the first debate of the city's mayoral campaign. She attended Tuesday night's debate alongside Projet Montréal's Luc Rabouin and Transition Montréal's Craig Sauvé. Organized by Transition en Commun and the Institut du Nouveau Monde, the three candidates fielded questions about how citizens can be brought into local democracy. Speaking to reporters after the event, Martinez-Ferrada stressed the need to fight polarization, saying it was hard to have real conversation about things like bike lanes, which, while research shows are widely popular in the city, sometimes stir up local opposition.
Because a lot of people were not taking into account.
One of Martinez-Ferrada's first campaign promises is an audit of the city's bike paths to make sure the network is efficient and safe for all road users. It's a demand she says comes from citizens who feel their concerns about the city's expanding bike network aren't being listened to.
People, what they say to you is, I'm not against it, but can I be taken care of when I need to get my medication? Can I be made sure I'm, you know, if I'm somebody that is blind and I need to cross the street, make sure that I don't get into an accident? How do we take care of the management and the of our bicycle path so we don't have a cyclist that gets on a pothole?
But Projet Montréal's Luc Rabouin isn't buying it, saying that if Martinez-Ferrada is seen as an anti-bike candidate, she only has herself to blame.
This is her first commitment, electoral commitment. She said that she will revise all the bike path. She put it on the public debate.
Rabouin succeeds Valérie Plante as head of Projet Montréal. Since 2019, he served as mayor of the Plateau Montréal, a borough that's long been a stronghold of the party, and a site where much of its green vision has been implemented, including many of the bike lanes that Martinez-Ferrada wants to audit.
If we need unanimity, that means status quo.
The purpose of the debate was to talk civic democracy and how to better involve those most marginalized in decision-making. While the candidates shared concrete plans and idealistic visions alike, Martinez-Ferrada and Rabouin agreed on one thing. It's the politician's role to act for those who aren't being heard.
We have to hear the people who have a voice, who are used to speak, who feel that they are able to speak, but we also have to hear the needs of the people that doesn't have a voice.
But the candidates did seem to disagree on which group of people that is. And though moderators asked them how they would increase inclusion among a number of different demographics, they didn't ask some of the harder questions about which unheard groups the city should prioritize, which ones align with their ideology, giving the debate an overall impression of sameness. The exception was Craig Sauvé of Transition Montréal, who said that electoral reform would solve the question of including the excluded.
When you have a party that wins 100% of the seats with only 38% of the vote, you have a bunch of people, the other 62% of people that did vote, that feel unrepresented in that government and feel that their point of view is not represented in that local administration.
But he rejected the idea that upping consultation or representation would solve the tensions that come when the city makes changes that touch people's lives. When it comes to bike lanes, he told reporters he believes the next mayor will certainly build more, no matter what party they come from, because the demand is there.
C'est clair que chaque changement qu'on amène dans la vie quotidienne de quelqu'un, ça se peut qu'il y a un peu de tension. Mais je pense honnêtement que qui que ce soit, la prochaine mairesse ou maire de Montréal, les trois vont toutes construire des pistes cyclables. Pourquoi? Parce que la demande est là.
The election campaign officially begins on Friday. Voting takes place on November 2nd. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.